have been rescued, but at last check, three people were still missing. Here's correspondent Keir Simmons.
The aircraft was part of a naval exercise with 14,000 U.S. personnel participating. The cause of the crash, not immediately known.
The plane's a C-2 transport plane that was on its way to the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan when it went down.
We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat.
That's President Trump as he was pressed about whether Republican U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore should be elected in Alabama given sexual misconduct allegations against him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The Detroit Free Press editorial board now calling for the resignation of Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers, the longest-serving member of Congress. In an op-ed, the board says, while Conyers has been a hero of the civil rights movement for decades, the recent sexual harassment allegations against him and his use of taxpayer money to pay a settlement to a former staffer who accused him in such a case are just too much. The U.S. House Ethics Committee launched an investigation into Conyers in light of that settlement and harassment accusations.
Charlie does not get a pass here. He doesn't get a pass from anyone in this room. We are all deeply affected. We are all rocked by this.
That's now former co-host with Charlie Rose on CBS, as the network says there are new sexual misconduct allegations against that fired TV personality a day after he was dismissed for a report where eight women alleged sexual harassment. Three more women have come forward. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Another federal judge rules against President Trump's transgender military ban. Yesterday's ruling by a U.S. District Court judge in Maryland blocks the ban on the grounds that active duty members are already suffering harmful consequences because of it. The ruling cites postponed and canceled surgeries and the prospect of being discharged as some examples of those hardships. A judge in D.C. had ruled against the ban last month, but blocked only the provisions that dealt with joining or reenlisting in the U.S. military. The parade is not till tomorrow, but New Yorkers are all abuzz about this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, as we hear from James Flippin, who's there.
Well, Alan here has worked for Macy's for over a decade, so I asked him, does the beautiful chaos this time of year make the job tedious? Well, if you could see the smile on his face, you'd know he doesn't think so.
Excitement and so much fun. People coming from all over the world. They just howl square Macy's. You know, it's just magic.
He'll be with his family for Thanksgiving, but then it's crunch time.
I'll be here Friday.
He'll be here for, okay.
So, I'm ready.
Many people said they were blown away by the colorful and animated window display.
I've never seen all the fancy lights and stuff. It's really cool.
A woman brought her friend who's visiting from Barbuda. I spotted some shopping bags.
gifts or presents?
Shoes.
At Macy's Herald Square, James Flippin, New York.
And we never take a holiday on the air or online. You can find us also at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today's show has a little something for everybody, because for the women and the men, you all need to tune in, and you need to share this with those you love. Because if you're female, we're going to be talking about undiagnosed and misdiagnosed pelvic pain. And for you men, testicular issues. So you want to stick around the entire hour. We've got Dr. Danny Chan from Precision Vascular and Interventional Radiology in Dallas in with us. And I just got to share your bio, Danny, because, I mean, the one thing about this show is we only bring on experts in their field. So just for our listeners, Dr. Chan earned his MD at St. Louis University School of Medicine. He went on to complete a general surgery internship at New York Medical College, Westchester County Medical Center, and a diagnostic radiology residency at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. And Dr. Chan is board certified by the American Board of Radiology in diagnostic radiology and in vascular and interventional radiology. And, you know, the other thing that you have this registration, which I think is fascinating, is in vascular interpretation. And what that really tells me is it's not just that you know what you're doing, but a lot of times you may be interpreting for other doctors, so for your colleagues. So why did you decide to be a doctor? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, oh, I think I'm going to be a doctor?
Well, I've always liked medicine. I always liked biology. And actually, when I was in college, I wanted to be a medical malpractice lawyer.
Oh, wait, what? Well, we're glad you came over from the dark side to the light side.
Mark and I will devise an appropriate torture here. Anyway, continue.
Well, for the doctors, you know.
So, oh, you were to be on the good side.
Yeah, I wanted to be on the good side.
Okay, good.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, looking back, growing up, every time I went to the doctor, I always felt good. You know, it was like either I had a cold or whatever it was when I was a kid, I always felt better. It could have been nothing. It could have been, you know, I was just feeling under the weather. And every time my mom would take me to the doctor, my family doctor, I'd walk out of there feeling like $1 million. So
I was, you're like, oh, I want to be that guy, right?
Yeah, I was like, I want
to be. This is a man with a half full view of life, right? Because everybody else would be, I didn't go into medicine because every time I walked out of there, I got stuck with a needle or had a negative influence.
Right? Yeah.
But
yeah,
you, had exactly. You always felt better.
Yeah, I felt great. So I always kind of kept that with me. So I wanted to be on the side of on the doctor side. And then, you know, growing up with Asian American parents, you know, first generation, it was one of these things where it's like, you have to be a professional. So
Tiger Mom?
Yeah, Tiger Mom, Tiger Dad, you know. And my parents owned a restaurant, so I didn't want to work in the restaurant and I'd be a delivery boy or bus boy for like my entire life, you know, although I enjoyed the egg rolls, you know, and all that. But so my dad was like, well, you have to be professional. So I was like, I'll be a lawyer. And then I found out that, you know, I had to still take all the pre-med classes and so forth. I was really interested
in
that.
It was going to take you just as long, right?
It was going to take me just as long. And I was doing well in pre-med. And I was like, well, you know what? I think I want to be a doctor, because I just kept going back to that, you know, sensation and feeling of feeling great every time I left the doctor's. Like, you know, the reassurance and the whole just you know, my family practice doctor made me feel like everything was going to be all right in the world, you know, because every time you go to the doctor, you have this anxiety. So I wanted to give that feeling to people in
the
my
anxiety?
Life.
The anxiety?
Not the anxiety. The
euphoria.
Yeah, the euphoria of like, yes, I'm not going to die from this sniffles or whatever it is,
right.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of really why I wanted to be a doctor, and then I found out that I really had a calling for helping people too.
Okay, so interventional radiology. First of all, for our listeners, explain what that is, and then how did you end up in this field? It's not like people that are growing up or going to college say, "I think I want to be an interventional radiologist." I mean, that's not really their first thought.
Sure, interventional radiology is a field that you can only really get into after you do a radiology residency. What it really is, it's the originator of the grandfather, if you will, of all modern minimally invasive medicine, and you know, vascular medicine in particular. So we are at the forefront of techniques that involve minimally invasive surgery through tiny holes, delivering things into arteries and veins and so forth. So when I looked at it, and I always had a penchant for surgery, and I did a surgery internship. I wanted to be a transplant surgeon for the longest time.
You did?
Yes.
Why'd you give it up? Why did you not do that?
It was all those late nights and all the...
You're always on call, though, right?
Always on call. Yeah. And
it's you never know. It's all fun. Boom. Okay, good. You got a heart. Boom. You got to, you know, this, that, or the other, and you got
to
go.
Yeah. And it's all fun and games in medical school. You feel like, oh, my God, this is great. You know, I get to go on a Learjet and harvest organs and so forth. And then when you're an intern and you're holding the pager and you're like, you know, having to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to round and you see all your attendings are not very happy people and so forth. You know,
you kind of what they do, but they're not happy.
Yeah. You kind of think twice. You're like, do I really want this for my lifestyle? You know, it's a great thing that they do and it takes a unique personality. I just figured out that I wasn't that type of person. You know?
Now, Dr. Gibb and Dr. Anderson have been in the past adjunct professors at UT Southwestern. And I noticed that you actually were an assistant professor in the Department of Radiology there. So did you know you guys had that kind of thing in common? I think that's awesome.
No, that's
awesome.
Great.
UT Southwestern is a great
We never go on campus.
The students come to us.
This is one of those. They send us students, and then at the end of the year, you get a certificate that says, thanks for your help.
Yeah, but great. You know what? The students request. I got to tell you, Danny, I don't know if you know this, but the students actually will request to come out to go under Dr. Anderson or Dr. Gammon because word gets out, and the students know where you're going to go that you're going to learn the most.
And we feed them.
Yeah. And you feed them. That always helps, right?
No, that's you're totally right. You know, we get students. We had students rotate through vascular and interventional radiology, and word gets out that you know this is a great rotation. These are great doctors. You learn, but it's not a situation where they feel like they have pressure to you know be a certain type of person or you know they have pressure. So it's great.
So what do you, and this is kind of roundtable with all you three doctors here, what do you think the role of technology has played in the changing of your profession?
Well, in my profession, technology is the thing that is the most exciting thing because most of the new technology in medicine centers around minimally invasive techniques. And we're the people that facilitate that. So...
Well, I'd say you guys are the tip of the sword, and I hearken back that, you know, back I was thinking about what I wanted to go into, and my first drive was to go be a general surgeon, and, you know, like the hand stuff and all that stuff, and then my attending was looking at me, and he said, well, you know, they've taken away everything we were doing because laparoscopic was coming around that we're going to get down to, you know, just doing gallbladders and appendixes. And so it kind of made me go a different direction and go into family medicine. And you guys are the ones that stole it away.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. Now, come on, we all remember the WHI study when it came out and they told women, get off your hormones. And looks like now, after a review of the data, of course, at a later date, they're backtracking some of this quite a bit. Not only are they reversing some of their concerns on safety, but the North American Menopause Society, NAMS, is now saying that hormone replacement therapy may be safe and effective in the treatment of migraine headaches as long as the patients are under 60. So, I mean, it's kind of like,
they came out of the gate with that study, and they just said, oh, everybody needs to get off hormones. And then, of course, most people did. A lot of them got divorced over it.
But, now, you're not saying the hormones make migraines better. You're just saying it's safe for people with migraines to use hormones.
No, the study actually says that it can be a use of treatment. If you have someone who's menopausal and some of those symptoms that they're having, somewhere between 30 and 60, and they have migraines, they think it has to do with the dips and the peaks and valleys of hormones. And by going on bioidentical hormones, they're actually able to treat those migraine headaches.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, it's a new study, and it's really one of those retroactive where they go back and they look at the data and go, oh, yeah, those people didn't suffer from headaches while they were on the hormones. And then, I got to tell everybody listening, if you haven't already done so, go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can find our Stay Young Medical Minutes there and lots of information. When we come back, we're going to talk about a diagnosis for pelvic pain that is often overlooked with our special guest, Dr. Danny Chan.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today's show, we're addressing pelvic pain in women and testicular pain in men. So stay tuned as we continue our discussion with our special expert in studio here, Dr. Danny Chan of Precision Vascular and Interventional Radiology out of Dallas.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Today's Immortal Minute is dedicated to all the mathematicians out there and not the scientist biologist.
Oh.
So, study says, sorry, aging is mathematically inevitable.
What?
So, researchers have showed that aging is mathematically inevitable. Basically, to boil it down, is that the fact that you have cancer cells or precancerous cells or cells that want to turn into cancer that want to multiply and senescence or aging cells that as we age, you want to try to get rid of those, that those two are not compatible with each other. And then in a multicellular organism, and these guys sat around on a drywall board and drew out the formula, and you're welcome to look it up and try to make sense of it.
No, thank you.
You can slow the aging process down, but you'll never be able to stop the aging process. And I think the takeaway for clinicians is, you know, we have to recognize that we can slow it down, and you're running a balance between trying to slow it down without causing any other issues and problems and striking that balance between the benefits versus the hazards, the things we do to slow it down.
Well, we'll see about this. I'll put this in a four-dimensional Riemann surface and calculate the numbers. I'll let you know.
They'll write a paper debunking it, right? Well, we've got Dr. Danny Chan with us. He's from Precision Vascular and Interventional Radiology out of Dallas. And like I said before, we only bring experts on that are the go-to people in their fields, and Dr. Danny Chan is definitely the go-to person for what we're talking about today. So if you're a female, we're talking about pelvic congestion, and if you're a male, stay tuned because we're going to continue on into vascular pain. Let's start with pelvic congestion. What is that?
Well, pelvic congestion is a term that basically describes pelvic pain caused by pelvic varices or varicose veins, if you will, of the pelvic veins. Specifically the ovarian veins or the pelvic floor veins.
So it's often misdiagnosed. So what are some of the things? I'm just kind of thinking off the top of my head, you know, in every emergency room from here to the other side of the country, the doctors will always say to a woman, oh, you got an ovarian cyst, right? Go home, it'll pop, you'll be fine. So is that one of those misdiagnoses?
Yes, yes. So a lot of the times pelvic congestion syndrome won't be diagnosed till much later in the process. So somebody, a woman trying to figure out what's happening with her pelvis. So they'll go through ovarian cyst diagnosis. They'll go through endometriosis diagnosis. They may go through pelvic mass diagnoses. Finally, they may go through several doctors that can't find anything wrong with them.
And they probably think it's psychological. Like, oh, you're just crazy, lady.
So yes. How would you diagnose this, Danny?
So we see these type of patients in two different settings. One is they'll either have gone to the ER with pelvic pain, and they've gotten a CAT scan, and somehow the CAT scan, the radiologist will read that they see dilated veins in the pelvis, and most of the time it's a left ovarian vein that's dilated, and they'll say in a radiology terms, possible pelvic congestion. That's one way. The other way is a woman or a family practice or internal medicine docs, they kind of figure out that, hey, this is, you know, they're looking for pelvic pain. they've gone, like I said, they've gone through all the different diagnoses, and they can't find anything. And finally, you know, they type in all the symptoms that they're feeling, and they come up on the internet and say, you may have pelvic congestion.
So this is a WebMD diagnosis.
A lot of the times it is, because, you know, you'd be surprised in the community how many gynecologists kind of say, oh, no, I don't believe in pelvic congestion, or I'm not sure what that is.
And they don't believe it because they don't understand it. They don't know what it is.
Well, I can give some history to this. Back in the 1970s, pelvic congestion syndrome was a very common diagnosis. But it didn't mean varicose veins in the pelvis. It just meant vessels were actually dilated just a little bit, and it was causing a lot of pain. With the advent of the laparoscope, gynecologists realized a lot of what they were diagnosing as pelvic congestion was endometriosis or a ruptured cyst. And so that diagnosis sort of went away. But now with the new slant that these are caused by varices in the pelvis, this puts a whole new light on it. But Danny... do you do a venogram on this?
Mm-hmm. So what do we do? I have a lot of experience. So I've seen probably treated about 10 years worth of pelvic congestion patients. A lot of the times it's based on history. A lot of women slot typically into the had multiple children, have had the history of trying to find what's wrong with them in terms of pelvic pain. A lot of times the symptoms will tell me a lot, the pressure symptoms. I've had descriptions, feel like a bowling ball is in my pelvis. I feel like the only way that pressure comes out is, through my vagina. And then the typical, severe, painful intercourse to the point where it's affecting their relationship, And then certainly physical symptoms, like if they have veins that are around their vaginal regions that are abnormal, that can point to pelvic congestion. And a lot of times I can see that and just listen to these patients, because a lot of times it's just about listening, really. And, the women really just want someone to actually listen to their symptoms and have answers for them. But, the real diagnosis will be then doing a venogram where I go into the veins and inject some contrast dye, and we see really dilated veins. It almost looks like, a lot of times, it looks like a Medusa head in the pelvis, And then we can treat that right away.
I understand a lot of times it's associated with POT syndrome, which means that the person stands up and their blood pressure drops because all the blood is filling up these veins in the pelvis. How often do you see that with the varicose veins in the pelvis? How often do they have POT syndrome?
You'd be surprised. POT syndrome is one of these syndromes that, again, is not very well understood. But, I've kind of become somewhat of an expert on POTS, and you see it when you see pelvic congestion in a younger patient, in someone in their 20s or in their teens or late 20s, somebody with, had a history of no children, and you go, wow, this person has pelvic congestion, then you have to think that there's something else going on that's causing this dilatation of veins and so forth. And, the pelvic congestion is a source of blood pooling, where the blood just sits in these veins in the pelvis, and the body is looking for the blood. So, the heart starts having palpitations and so forth, and then you have all these symptoms related to POTS, the fainting, the shortness of breath, the fatigue that's related to just a lack of blood flow from the heart into the lungs and the brain and so forth, and that it's all sitting in the pelvis.
Do a lot of these women have these varicose veins in the pelvis without varicose veins in the legs?
Yes. So, we find that, I do, when a woman comes in the office, we often do a varicose vein look in the legs, and we find that there's about a 50-50% chance that they have varicose veins of the legs. They may or may not be symptomatic, but we just know that there could be a fair extrapolation for venous disease everywhere.
Well, I have to tell our listeners, if this sounds like you, a lot of people, women listening are going, oh my gosh, that's me, I've had these issues. Go to precisionvir.com, precisionvir.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about testicular pain. So listen up, guys.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of pressure to weigh in on the matter, President Trump talks of the U.S. Senate race in Alabama. Here's Sharon Reed.
President Trump does not want a Democrat to win next month's Alabama Senate race.
I've looked at his record. It's terrible in crime. It's terrible in the border. It's terrible in the military.
Trump was pressed about embattled Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore as he left the White House for Florida yesterday. He noted Moore has denied numerous allegations of sexual misconduct.
I mean, Roy Moore denies it.
Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones, says he believes the accusers. Search and rescue operations continuing south of Japan after a U.S. Navy aircraft crashes into the Pacific earlier today. The Navy says 11 crew and passengers were aboard the C-2 transport. Last word was 8 were rescued. The transport plane had been on its way to the USS Ronald Reagan. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 57% of Americans who travel during the holiday season reported a stressful experience. Jason Gahn, Bank of America executive.
Thanksgiving kicks off the busy holiday travel season, which often means crowded airports and traffic delays. While many of these stresses feel unavoidable, there are simple ways to lessen their impact. For example, take flights early in the morning and pack a carry-on bag, which can help you save time and alleviate costs and stress. Also, consider using a flexible travel rewards card. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn points, not miles, that can be redeemed on a variety of travel purchases, including hotels, baggage fees, as well as airfare. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, which could help remove stress from your future travel.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. Grab your pen, write this number down. It's 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. And that right there, that number, if you get the Dementia Defender answer correct and you give us the correct information and your contact information, we will send you out a free copy of the book Age to Perfection. But that's coming up and you got to get that answer right, so be ready. Now, we've been talking with Dr. Danny Chan from Precision, and one thing that they do there, this interventional radiology group, is they look for the underlying issue for a problem. And that's, instead of sticking Band-Aids on, a lot of patients go out and they get a Band-Aid, or they get told, you know, you have this or you have that. And if you're just tuning in and you missed what we were talking about on pelvic congestion, pelvic pain, you'll want to catch that podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0. All the shows go to podcast. By the way, guys, we have hit over 2 million downloads on our podcast. So super exciting there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So Dr. Danny Chan is, you know, one of these people, and I'm going to brag on you for a minute, okay? He's one of these people that is very soft-spoken and can put a patient at ease immediately. But part of that is you know that the experience is behind that. You know that there's all this education behind it. And patients know, and the doctors that refer to you know, that, hey, you know what you're doing. So when you get a patient, you know, you're going to look at this, much like Dr. Gammon likes to play chess. You're going to look at this, you know, if this, then that, and then come up with the
the right diagnosis. So let's talk for a minute about men. So men can have testicular pain, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so let's talk about a guy. What is the typical male that you see that's having testicular problems, and what do you do about it?
Sure. I mean, the thing we're talking about is varicocele, which is, a dilated vein or veins that go into the scrotum. And, about 15% of men actually have varicocele. And, a lot of times we'll go underdiagnosed or not diagnosed, and it won't be a problem. But the times that we've seen it's a problem is when it causes pain, and then when it causes lumps, it's particularly on the left side of the scrotum.
Why is it the left? Is there a reason?
It's an anatomic reason. The left gonadal vein, arises from the kidney vein, the left renal vein, and that goes all the way down to the pelvis. The left gonadal vein makes sort of like two right-handed turns, like 90-degree turns to get back to the heart. And, those turns can be a little bit more torturous than the right side. The right side's a lot more easy sloping back into the inferior vena cava. So, when there is an issue with backflow, just the extra turns makes it harder to get out of the vein. So that causes more backup than the right side does.
So this is kind of like the male version of pelvic congestion.
Yes, it is. It's a male version of pelvic congestion. It causes pain. It's very characteristic. It's, patients will say, hey, let's not feel like a bag of worms or some sort of mass, and usually it's accompanied by a scare, like, oh my God, do I have testicular cancer or something like that? And they'll go to the urologist or go to the ER and they'll have an ultrasound. The first thing is like, okay, you don't have cancer. That's great. But then you have a lump of veins, that may be causing this pain. The other way we find varicocele is due to infertility because we...
That was my next question. I was going to ask you that.
So we find a lot of the men that come with the diagnosis of varicocele have been trying to get pregnant with their wives and have children and so forth, and they can't do it. And part of the workup is they have a semen analysis and they figure out that their semen analysis is not very good, and they look and it's because of varicocele. It's because when the veins are dilated around the scrotum, around the testicle, the heat that the vein, brings to the testicle heats up the testicles to the point where it puts the sperm-producing cells to sleep.
So it's kind of like men that like are trying to get their wives pregnant shouldn't be going in hot tubs. It's basically like having your own little hot tub down there, right?
Yeah, it's like it's like your grandmother used to tell you don't wear tight underwear. That's one of the reasons why. I'm not sure. My grandmother used to tell me don't wear tight underwear.
Did your grandmother tell you that?
Well, I didn't have a grandmother, but my mom did not tell me that. No.
What about you, Dr. Anderson?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It looks like you're the only one, Danny.
Yeah, my grandma's pretty progressive.
There's somebody out there in their cars going, my grandma told me that.
yeah. Or somebody just tell you don't wear tight shorts or tight jeans and things like that.
Yeah,
I think that's because they don't, you don't want your testicles to heat up.
That's right. Or be squashed.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Which the varicocele could do the same thing, right?
There's a reason they're outside the body.
Yeah.
You need to be cooled.
Yeah, they need to be cooled for sure. So, when we fix the varicocele, we have a lot of success stories. The sperm count goes 10 times, at least 3 to 10 times increase.
Really?
So,
for the guys that aren't trying to get their wives pregnant, you tell them to be careful, right?
Then you realize you may want a varicocele.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could create them, that'd be a form of birth control, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I wouldn't count on that.
It'd be a painful one, though, because varicocele comes with pain. A lot of the times patients will say that they've had increased pain when they're sitting for long periods of time, standing or exercising, anything to do to increase the blood flow down into the scrotum. Because at the root of the problem is that the vein is not one direction towards the heart. It's bidirectional. So that the blood is kind of flowing backwards, and that's really what the cause is. So when you're standing long periods of time or you're exercising, weightlifting, doing activities, you're actually forcing that blood down, but the blood's staying there instead of, releasing out of the vein in an appropriate time frame.
So there's probably particular jobs that would cause you to be at a higher risk, right?
Yeah, sure. Like anything that's standing. So, restaurant workers, any kind of customer service job, teachers, airline workers, anything that's you're standing or actually you find a lot of sitting too.
Yeah.
Well, we see them clinically, they come in and they'll give you the history that they've been treated on several occasions for epididymitis or, you know, put on antibiotics, and they'll tell you, well, it cooled it off, but it keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kid years ago that he was accepted into West Point, and he had a varicocele. And it was asymptomatic, but West Point has a rule on the books that you can't matriculate if you have a varicocele, so he couldn't pass the physical until he got it treated surgically.
Really?
Because of the fertility issue. They figure they're way back when West Point was started. They're spending all this money educating the best and brightest men in America. They wanted them to be able to procreate.
Yeah, no, that's a very true statement for sure. It's, we've treated patients that got denied to go to the Air Force because they had varicocele, and I had to treat those patients and provide a medical letter and so forth.
And not because they were symptomatic, just because they had the finding, right?
Yeah, it was an 18-year-old kid who wasn't symptomatic at all, you know, just needed to be treated, so we treated it.
Okay, just quickly, take me through because I know the guys that are listening are going, yeah, well, what exactly are you going to do to me? Because as soon as you mention needles or scalpels and scrotum in the same sentence, yeah, boom, they're turning down the radio. So tell us how, it's a day procedure.
Yes, right? So varicoceles can be treated two ways. One is by urologists, and most of the time urologists get a hold of a varicocele patient because they, you know, that's kind of their realm, and we don't actually ever see them. So they can be treated surgically. Urologists will go in, open up the scrotum with a scalpel and tie off veins that they can see. And that's usually pretty successful. The other way is how I do it. We do it minimally invasively. We go into the vein with a tiny pinhole in the leg and go up with a catheter and inject the vein, re-diagnose it. We see the vein from the origin, meaning that it's not just at the level of where he can see it at the scrotum. And then
you're
we block
inside it.
Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. And we block the vein up with our agents and our little, you know, tiny coils and so forth. And at the end of the day, the vein is completely collapsed and no longer filling, and the varicocele collapses. And it's all done through one tiny pinhole, no scalpels, nothing. So
can they drive themselves, or do they have someone drive them?
They can drive themselves, but usually people want
to
be
sedated.
You know, so
come hold my hand. Yeah. I want to just not remember this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we guys like to milk it for all we can get.
Yes, yes.
Okay, if you're listening and you have this issue and you want to visit with Dr. Danny Chan or one of his partners, you can go to precisionvir.com. That's precisionvir.com. Don't go away. Grab your pen. When we come back, Medical Mania Trivia and Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6330. 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget we have Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day at the end of every show. That number again, 844-WELL-100. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. But you got to get it right. And don't forget, you can find this in every single episode of the Staying Young Show on the podcast directories under Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
We got somebody out of our own backyard. We've got Joe Costa. He's from Grapevine, Texas. Joe, thanks for coming on the show and playing with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to give it a try.
All right. So the doctors are going to go back and forth. We've got Dr. Danny Chan in the studio with us. So you're going to have three doctors giving you questions. There's 5 questions in total. We'll see how you do. If you're really good, we'll send you out some Stay Young vitamins. We'll send you out the Age Support multivitamin. And for you listeners, you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com to find that. And if you are very, very good, we'll send you out a sample of Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. So are you ready to play?
Yes, ma'am. Let's give it a try.
Okay.
All right, Joe. First question. What percentage of the world's population is blonde? Truly blonde.
Not dyed.
Oh, okay. I would guess 3%.
We'll give that to you.
We're going to give it to you.
2%. Very good.
That's excellent.
Majority of dark brunettes, black-haired, and red is the rarest because they're from aliens.
Oh, my gosh. Don't write in, people. Please don't write in.
Is that true?
The red-headed aliens. Yes, it is. Google it up.
I've met them. I know that's true.
They have alien blood. They have DNA that we cannot trace to anything on Earth.
Is that a question? Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Joe, here's your next question.
Okay.
What percentage of your blood goes to your brain when your heart beats? What percentage of your blood, of your entire blood it's in your body, goes to your brain when your heart beats?
I'd say 45%.
No.
That's because Joe's really smart.
It's about 20 to 25%. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And so you had the right idea, Joe. We give you credit for that.
We're going to give him credit? Okay.
Yeah, we'll give him credit.
This is the next question. The thinnest layer of skin is found where on your body?
The thinnest layer of skin?
Yes.
Where? You mean like a location?
Yes.
In the body.
It's on the outside of the body.
I would okay. A good clue there. I would say the eyelid.
What? Wow.
That is correct.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah, maybe he does have 40% going to his
maybe
brain.
Maybe he does.
Very good. So true or false, this is a 50-50. There are sweat glands in a scar. And scar tissue on your skin, are there sweat glands? True or false?
False.
That's correct. So when scar tissue forms up, it does not grow hair or contain sweat glands.
Here's another true or false, another 50-50. There are at least 14 kinds of fungus living between your toes at any time. Is that true or false that there's 14 alien funguses between your toe at any time?
I'd say that'd be true only for redheads.
Well, it is true for all of us. It's at least. Some of us have more.
The redheads have 25.
Well, they're better than us.
Hey, Joe, thanks so much for coming on and playing with us. We're going to send you out some age support multivitamins and some Lifeline stem cell cream. And for our listeners, again, you can get that on stayyoungamerica.com. And just so you know, Joe, and you've probably heard us say this before, our Stay Young vitamin line has a lot of gluten-free, dairy-free. It's all non-GMO. It's great stuff. So we'll send you out some of that.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to trying that. I'm excited. So thank you for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for playing with us. Take care. Okay, so what would you say is our takeaway, Dr. Chan? Like if you had a takeaway for someone who's listening who either has the chronic congestion or pain in their abdomen or maybe it's a gentleman with issues with his testicles, what advice would you give?
Sure. You know, for the women with chronic pelvic pain, I would say that, you know, you're not alone. You're probably not crazy. And
you said probably. You're probably not crazy.
I was going to say, you were doing really well with the men there with the nice, calm voice.
Sorry.
I like to listen to them. And then you called them crazy at the end and blew it all.
I'm sorry.
You said probably not.
I'm saying you're likely not crazy. Sorry about that. But no, you're definitely not crazy.
That's better.
Sorry about that. And you need someone to listen and to give you an alternative solution or just an alternative diagnosis. And a lot of times we'll find that pelvic pain, pelvic congestion can be the answer. I like treating these type of patients because when I do find it and I do treat it, the validation that it gives the women that they haven't been crazy, they're not crazy, they're not making this stuff up, that's worth it to me every time, you know.
I got a question I meant to ask you real quick. You mentioned that some radiologists will put it on a CT. So if someone has had a CAT scan or an MRI of their pelvis and they haven't been diagnosed with that, do you ever overread those films to double check that it wasn't missed?
Yes. So, you know, if you have films, we overread. I will say that a lot of women will have pelvic congestion without a positive CAT scan because the CAT scans are, you know, designed to be laying flat. You're also a little bit dehydrated because, you know, you're told not to eat or drink anything. So it's not really a great environment for plump veins. So even if you don't have a CAT scan that shows it very aggressively or very obviously, you still can have pelvic congestion.
So it can rule it in, but it doesn't necessarily rule it out.
Yes. I always tell patients if you have it diagnosed on a CAT scan, you probably in real life have it twice as worse than it actually shows up on the CAT scan, because the fact that it's showing up on a CAT scan means that it's pretty significant.
Like you said, a Medusa head.
Yes.
And I was going to say, you know, one thing for patients and listeners is that they should be asking their physicians, are there less invasive procedures available? Because, you know, I know even a lot of physicians are not available or aware of all the things that our interventional radiologists can do. Fibroids, vascular studies. You know, I wasn't aware about doing the varicoceles and the venous congestion to a large degree. So I learned a lot today.
Right. Thank you.
They also do epidural steroids, kyphoplasty for fractured vertebrae.
Yeah, we do a little bit
all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything. We usually like the doctor's doctor. You know, the radiologists. Yeah. They kind of you know, we offer a little bit of everything to every specialty.
I think that's why our doctors, they'll call you or call Slonim. You know, we had Dr. Slonim on our show. And if for those of you who are listening, maybe you have a fibroid issue, you got to go under Stay in Young Show 2.0. Find the podcast we did with Dr. Slonim. She's great. She's one of Dr. Chan's partners. And there's just a lot of really good information
and
out there.
Men, if you don't know what a fibroid is, you can skip that talk.
Yes. Yeah.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And he's going to have this week's riddle. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Howell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333 or go to smartnewyou.com. Are you ready, Mark?
Ready.
Okay. You want to create a very big fire. You have alcohol. You have gasoline. You have kerosene. You got paper. You got candle. You have Coke, which is not the drink, but rather like coal, a full matchbox, and a piece of cotton wool. What is the first thing you light? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're either going to call us at 844-WELL-100. You go on the website, stayyoungamerica.com, and fill out the contact us there. We have to have the right answer and your information, so we'll need your name and your address. And give us your phone number in case we can't understand your address. Sometimes you guys speak pretty fast. And if you get it right, we're going to send you out a copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, you'll get a letter from me saying, thanks for playing.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.